This is Monk, and this is Get Lit with Literature, an impromptu to fill the space as didn't have time to edit an interview with writer friend Noick Gray up in British Columbia. That's the theme music. He plays drums as well.
And along with Noick Gray, that's Eugene Neptune on flute. And he did the sound engineering with live instruments on top of Noick Gray's digital drum tracks.
He's got some books about drums, even though that's not much of the interview. But that'll be coming up soon. So wanted to do a fill-in, and July 21st was Marshall McLuhan's birthday. I took out my copy of The Gutenberg Galaxy, because that was an instrumental book in helping me understand a lot of stuff. I won't even go into the thing. I think I reported on it way back. But yeah, he highlighted how the letters and the whole print culture, the letters became like a commodity that traveled around the world. And I'm going to write an essay about that, showing how the letters are kind of colonized commodity. They traveled around along with the colonizers. And that became most of our consciousnesses and speaking and writing is the alphabet languages, whereas indigenous languages are different and place-based. So that's what we need nowadays, especially with all the climate chaos. The languages have keys to healing the land and the waters. So his book, 1962, University of Toronto Press, The Gutenberg Galaxy. And he's known as, his famous phrase is, the medium is the message. Nowadays, that might be the media. The media is not the message. Because the media is deliberate. For the most part, the mainstream media is deliberate half-truths and flat-out lies. You have to do your own homework or know who you're getting your info from to know that you are not being hoodwinked and propagandized and brainwashed. It is so thick, you could cut it with the proverbial knife. As well as the censorship, which is blocking news and information. Lots of reports coming out about that happened during the pandemic. Anything said to counter the narrative, similarly with Ukraine and Russia, anything said to counter the mainstream narrative, whatever the topic, they are attempting to block it through social media, news channels, and more severely, as seen in more so in other parts of the world outside the U.S., more seriously, assassinations and killing of journalists. So this is no joke. McLuhan wrote, "Thus print carries the individuating power of the phonetic alphabet much further than manuscript culture could ever do. Print is the technology of individualism. If men decided to modify this visual technology by an electric technology, individualism will also be modified." Now, he was very prescient. Technology of individualism. And what do we have? We have iPhones. We have iPhones. Me and mine, gadgets. People are identifying with their gadgets. And it fosters individualism. Sure, at some level there's group activities and group chats and such like, but the phones have become like an extension of the physical person in a strange way. And he talks about that in this book, the interiorization, I think it is, where people begin to take on the energy of the gadgets. I even notice that sometimes if I'm web searching too much and then I get a little, I want it now. And if it's like I get a little hyped, I have to say, whoa, slow down. He also talked in this book about, and he talks about nationalism. Now that got fostered. It may well be that print and nationalism are axiological or coordinate, simply because by print a people sees itself for the first time. The vernacular, in appearing in high visual definition, affords a glimpse of social unity coextensive with vernacular boundaries, and more people have experienced this visual unity of their native tongues via the newspaper than through the book. Carlton Hayes is most helpful in his Historical Evolution of Modern Nationalism, page 293. Nor is it at all certain that the masses in any country have been directly responsible for the rise of modern nationalism. The movement appears to have gotten underway first among the intellectual classes and to have received decisive impetus from the support of the middle classes. So that goes on and on, but what he's saying is that the national consciousness and the consciousness of a nation or a place has been enhanced with the print in the newspapers and such like. It gives people something to identify with. Like advertisements. Can you imagine how it was in the world before there was such a thing as advertisements? That's almost hard to imagine. And there again, he's very prescient. The vernacular in appearing in high visual definition. So that's morphed. I mean, the simple visual of a newspaper has morphed into high definition television, which seems like, you know, one of the most hypnotic things going on out there. So that's just the taste. That's just the taste of Marshall McLuhan. Check out his work. And there's also a fascinating book, The Gutenberg Galaxy. The Gutenberg's printing press in the 1450s really changed the world in much the way that the computer and the internet have done about 500 years later. So we are going through a similar cycle, and that's why this book is, I think, an essential read for understanding what's going on now, but you have to kind of make the leap yourself. So thanks for listening. Be well. And now we're going to have a little outro again from Noick Gray.